Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Twitter added the option to view your timeline in reverse chronological order to its Android app. The option showed up on Twitter's iOS app last month. Twitter switched away from that to an algorithm-based ordering 4 years ago. DuckDuckGo, which markets itself as protecting your privacy more than Google, announced it will use Apple Maps to power local search results. Apple Maps will replace OpenStreetMap for most things, and Bing, Here, and Google, which were options for getting directions. DuckDuckGo says it will continue its practice of not passing IP addresses to map providers. The Wall Street Journal reports its sources say Motorola will bring back the Razr phone, possibly as early as February. The new Razr would be a smartphone made available on Verizon in the U.S., and sources say Motorola plans to manufacture 200,000 units and sell them at $1,500 each. Apple announced its first new iPhone battery case since the iPhone 6S. The new battery cases work with the iPhone XS, XR, and XS Max, and promise more than 20 hours of battery life. They're compatible with wireless charging as well. Cases cost you $129, available January 18th. YouTube updated its content policy to consider some challenge videos harmful and dangerous, and therefore banned on the site. The ban covers challenges that encourage acts that have an inherent risk of severe physical harm, and also covers pranks that make victims believe they're in physical danger and pranks that cause emotional distress to children. YouTube moderators will decide which videos qualify. Channels will have 2 months to remove any video that was allowed before these new rules came into being. Japan's Henna Hotel, or Strange Hotel, has taken more than half of its 243 robots out of service. The hotel, which launched with a mostly robot staff, found that in-room assistants sometimes got activated by snoring, concierge bots often couldn't answer questions, check-in robots needed human assistance to finish check-in, and luggage robots could only reach 24 of the 100 rooms. Oppo confirmed it's developing a smartphone camera with a 10x optical zoom lens. The camera is 15.9-159mm equivalent, with optical image stabilization, although Oppo did not mention the aperture. Oppo will show off the camera at Mobile World Congress in February and says unlike its 5X zoom lens that it showed off there in 2017, the 10X zoom lens is ready for mass production. Oppo also promised to show an in-display fingerprint sensor with 15 times the active area of other sensors. A Pew survey found 74% of U.S. Facebook users did not know the social network uses a list of interests and traits to target them with ads. 74%. 51% said they were uncomfortable with Facebook compiling this information, and 27% said the ad preference listing Facebook generated did not represent them very or at all accurately. Tesla introduced a new home charging station that can be plugged into a wall outlet instead of needing to be wired directly into your electrical system. The system can plug into the NEMA 14-50 plug, which is the most common high voltage plug in the U.S. It's often used for ovens and dryers and such. It provides up to 40 amps, although the hardwired solution will still charge a Tesla faster. And this new non-mobile home plug-in system costs you $500. Finally, Digiday reports that after GDPR went into effect in Europe, the New York Times blocked all open exchange ad buying and behavioral targeting on European pages. That left only directly sold contextual and geographical targeting. As a result, revenue increased significantly from May into early 2019. Just to sum that up, they tracked you less and made more money. Jean-Christophe DeMarta, SVP for Global Advertising at New York Times International, told Digiday, the desirability of a brand may be stronger than the targeting capabilities. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.